Good afternoon, people. I'm with Coach Julius Madugo, Stillman College Tigers. They're in South Florida today to play the Lynn University. Game time's at 2:45. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Your first year, what's been the change from being an assistant to a head coach?
I'd say the biggest change is probably just the level of responsibility that I have with the players. In terms of my interaction with them, nothing has changed from last year to this year, but you know, also dealing with administration and you know, just everything that comes with being a head coach and travel and budget. Whereas an assistant, all I had to do was worry about coaching. And now as a head coach, you know, I have to worry about the big picture.
Well, we hear a lot about the administration not giving respect to athletic programs, and when they should understand that it's about scholar athletes, not about the administrative themselves. Well, since you're in that position, how do you deal with the administration?
Day by day.
Day by
You know, our athletic director, you know, she does a pretty good job of fighting for us and trying to get us everything it is that we need to be successful. But with that, you know, the players understand the position that we're in, and you know, so we don't complain about it. We just go out and continue to work every day and try to get better.
That's good to hear. Well, in the past, last year was a down year for Stillman, even though you pushed in the conference tournament. Stillman is known as a team that makes the playoffs. You made it 7 of the last 9 times. What do you think is going to happen this year?
We're hoping that we can get that success back going and win the conference tournament, win a lot of regular season games, and you know, make a run in regionals.
Do you think pushing a team now would do that, considering you've only won 2 games this year, and it's an early season? A lot of teams start off, and then they really get going during the season. How do you see yourself in the SIAC?
I think that we're set up pretty good. We've played a lot of top teams. We've played the number 3 team, number 7 team, and number 20 team. And so we've had our struggles, but we've also had some success and seen some good, even in some of the games that we lost. We're in the game going into the final innings. So when it comes to conference play, we're hoping that this prepares us for it and allows us to be very competitive.
Well, that's good to hear, Coach, because when we did our preseason polls, we looked at a lot of teams and we were wondering where was Stillman going to figure in on this with the new coach and the same players. We figured you guys would be there. But the main question is when you start your conference play, how do you see yourself in conference? How do you see yourself beating teams like Benedict, who we feel is stacked? Albany. Albany's kind of started off slow, but they got good pitching. How do you see yourself stacking up against the rest of the conference?
Well, really our pitching. We're looking for our pitching to carry us and playing solid defense. You know, we've really cut down on the errors the past couple of games. And so making the routine plays and putting pressure on teams to put the ball in play and you know, force them to get us out.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Go Tigers. As the Tigers take on Lynn in South Florida, this is a kind of a wintry season for us. It's a little breezy and a little cool. It's 70 degrees. Normally at this time of year it's 78. So, and it's a little cloudy, but again, God bless you and God keep you, Coach.
Thank you. Go Tigers.